It was not always like that. Before months to go there. If your husband is a missionary, that's when people really sacrifice for God. It's not now. Just to give offering is not too much sacrifice. So imagine, say, your husband be missionary. You born picking day for Nigeria. The man saying, they go preach for Amen. The boy will be stalking by the time daddy comes back. You use 3 months to voyage to get there. Then you now plan a tour on horseback and all those kind of things around the place preaching. By the time you come back, your son is ready to get married. Now, I'm bringing down something. God knew we had to invent things. Are you getting my point? And it is a ministry. I'm trying to rearrange Christian mentality. It is a ministry, therefore, to invent those things. It's a ministry to become a good government official. It's a ministry to build a great company. It's a ministry to take over the power of the airwave from those who use it to multiply iniquity. Do you get my point? You've heard me say it before. That TBN, we say, is a Christian television network. And I think it's a very good network. Amen? Yeah, they preach the gospel, but that is a church network. It's not really, that's not what God calls Christian TV. That is what? A church network. You know what God really calls Christian TV? Not the one that National Geographic be telling us 75 million years ago when the Anthropos began to evolve. You know it's a lie. How do I know? The scriptures tells me it's a lie. And they'll be saying it as if they were there. And then, after he ran around the earth for 1.7 million years, he woke up one day and changed his color and became a particular kind of dinosaur. Then he threw away his tail and began to swim. Then he grew wings. He said, this thing, how come they are thinking and just changing like this? Meanwhile, the rest of science tells us, listen to this, that nothing improves by chance. Mutations are not known in biology to improve things. They only make things worse. Mutations only make things worse. This is an established fact of science. The only time people believe mutations improve things is in evolution. All the laws of science changes when it comes to evolution. And National Geographic, Discovery Channel, all of them, they don't say that we think, we suspect, possibly. No, they will state it categorically. There's this particular kind of dinosaur. It used to hunt this one. They were not there. Nobody was there. Nobody. Some of those dinosaurs are built from a single rib and a single vertebra. If you hear the truth, you'll be shocked. You see a whole dinosaur, a model built. They did not find a quarter of that animal. The rest are imagined. One man fooled the whole world. Somewhere in Britain then, he used to dig up remnants of bone of millions of years ago. Do you understand my point? Until he died and the diggings disappeared. All the remnants vanished. Then they found out later the man actually was manufacturing those things in his lab. He would go and bury them and go and dig it and be winning scientific honors. He was describing the ape that evolved into the human being. I watched something on TBN once, a scientific program, and they showed, well, you understand my bias, I believe the scriptures, so I want to easily believe them, but they were showing another side of the story. They brought out a skull and proved that that skull belonged to one of those men who lived like 500, 600 years of those days. I don't have time to give you the details. And these were scientists talking, except that they are Christians. And they believe the account of the scriptures, that a man lived to be the age of 900. And they put his skull, a real skull, on the table. And began to explain, because the head was very big. You know, if you know what we call in medicine, anatomy, what we call the cranium. Alright? Let me just teach you small anatomy. Have you ever seen a skull before? Or you see this is your head there? Just do like this, like say one salute. Do that. Alright, good. Every part above your hand is your cranium. The one below that is your face. There are two different bones. Alright? And then the one here is your jaw. So there are three bones we're dealing with. Actually, there are many bones, but there are three sides. Alright? Let's just say this is the head, this is the face, and this is the jaw. That's the way we describe it in anatomy. Now, they showed that this cranial part was much bigger than normal. The face was fairly alright. And the guy demonstrated the fact it was that big because we all assume the head stops growing. But actually, it doesn't ever stop. It continues to grow slowly. So if this man lived, instead of 90 years, lived to be 800 years, that his head would have become that size. But you won't see that on National Geographic because it's trying to prove that the scriptures make sense. I was watching something about the story of the Bible the other day on National Geographic, and they were trying to explain that there was another Jesus, the different kinds of Jesuses that exist. And they made the Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, appear like another of those people that just made it. He tried to build a company, and his company succeeded. And you are all employees now and shareholders in the great lie that he told. Because they said there was one guy, Simon, who was also a powerful man, that if it was not a strong challenge to the personality of Jesus, why did the Bible take time out to denounce him? I said, this woman, don't, I said, why am I even getting angry? Obviously, you have never read the Bible, because the Bible never took time out to denounce that Simon. It never did. He said only a few things about him, most of them good. Said this man had power and was holding the people under the grip of his power, but he himself also believed. And then when he saw power being demonstrated through the laying on of hands of Peter and James, he offered them money. And then Peter rebuked him the way we all know. And then he prayed and said, ah, please, oh. That is, he was a good man who had just believing. The Bible never tried to make him look like an evil person. Yes, previously he was a man using occultic powers. But what the Bible emphasized is the fact that he also believed. And bring on an issue. When National Geographic was going to talk about him, they made him look like he also tried to build a religion. He did not succeed. The followers of Jesus demonized him and made him lose out. Christian TV is not TBN. Get my point. It's not God Channel, J-Star TV. They are all church TV. It is good. Because a person who tunes in either already believes or is trying to believe. An average person that doesn't believe yet won't tune in. Why should he? He knows what you are going to say. So I look at it, I said, look, guys, these stories are for people like us. And then as I was praying, the Holy Spirit began to speak. I have to be a Christian to believe that. I don't know whether I get my point. It's not reaching to the unbeliever at all. So now, and then the Holy Spirit was ministering to me. Listen, my friend, I have to be a Christian to believe that thing. I'm bringing out an issue. So real Christian TV is when, listen, you know why Al Jazeera, okay, was started? To bring out the news from another perspective, because CNN was so powerful. CNN shaped, look, most of, I'm not saying terrorism is good or bad, anyway, I'm not saying anything about it, I'm not saying it's good, all right? But I want to bring out an issue. All the stories you know about Osama Bin Laden is what Turner and Co. want you to know. If they decide that guy is a black man, you will believe it. Because every time you tune TV, they will check. All they need to do is just paint him one color. That's what the Arabs thought about and said, my God, these guys are shaping the opinion of the whole world. Therefore, the Qataris decided that, oh yeah, let's have our own network. Sure, we have the money. We thank God for it. We are descendants of Abraham too. All right? So the guy decided to take his money and built a very powerful network and poached staff from CNN. Mike Hanna is in Al Jazeera, used to be on CNN. Riz Khan is in Al Jazeera, used to be on CNN. Maria Ressa, she's in Al Jazeera, used to be on CNN. They used petrodollars, collected. You know what they're trying to do? To get a grip on the opinion of the world. And they are succeeding. They are. DSTV now gives you CNN and Al Jazeera right next to each other. And look, I tune to CNN, I get American perspective. Euronews, Al Jazeera, I get the Middle East perspective. AIT, I get the Nigerian perspective. What am I trying to say? One day, you see, God doesn't expect that I will turn to TBN to get the Christian perspective, because Christianity is not a sect, it's truth. Do you get my point? That is, I should tune to CNN and get the true perspective. Because those who run it have the spirit of Christ. Are you getting my point? That is, when I tune to National Geographic, God doesn't expect me to get the American or Nigerian or something. No, it's that let me get the true perspective. Because those who are broadcasting it, they have the spirit of Christ. Do you get what I'm going to explain? CNN is Christian, is a church TV. It is good. That's what CNN. TBN. Daystar TV. They are good. John 3:16, all of them, they are good. I'm not saying they are not good, but they are like going to church. When it comes to broadcasting, God expects things that, like, I go to a bank. You know, a bank is not for Christians, it's not for Muslims, it's not for Hindus, it's not for anybody. It's just a bank. Just like a market. There's no Christian market. The only Christianity inside market is that your skills are honest. The only Christianity inside market is that if you put Sony on the TV, it should be made by Sony Corporation of Japan, any of their branches. Not that Jun Chuan made it in Guangzhou in China. And then decided, which one do you want? You want Panasonic or Sony? I make it for you now. That's what the Chinese men do. Talking about godly principles, them just drop that one. I told somebody, say, who will take over from America as a superpower? I said, America is not going down. Yes, relax. There's nobody ready to take over from them. This one about China. I said, the dishonesty in the heart of the Chinese man will never let him rule the world. It's not possible. It's a spiritual law. It will never happen. As long as you make your own products and you call it Sony, you are forever inferior to the Japanese. It's true. You make your product and call it Samsung, you have declared, dear Lord, Koreans are greater than me. That's what you have said. Until you are ready to make your product and pull it, Jintao, put it there. That was how the Japanese started. When Japanese people started their own long ago, people, you know the way they say made in China, we laugh at it. You know, we are reducing our laughter now. That's how it was with the Japanese. When they started, don't mind that guy, he go buy, what did he buy? He said his own JVC. He didn't see Grundig, that's from Germany. He didn't see GE, that's General Electric from America. That was what men bought. The Japanese came in cheap. That was how they broke. But now, if they say made in Japan, you will swear by Almighty God that it was made by Deputy God. Just because they say made in Japan. That's why the Japanese will not give you any other person's name apart from his own. If Sony makes it, it's Sony. He doesn't want to make the S drop so that it's going to look like somebody else's own. Chinese man will make Sony S-O-N-N-Y. Because he doesn't have any... No, he doesn't believe in himself. He only worships money. But let's leave that. But the point I'm making is that we must get the new perspective. And what God expects, that's what I'm trying to explain, is not that we do things like money. How do we make money? No. That's number one thing I'm going to drop today. This thing is not about personal enrichment. I want to drop something with you so that I can close. Quickly, let's read that Ephesians chapter 4. I'll read that from the King James. It will help me explain what I want to say. He talked about Jesus ascending and then giving gifts unto men. And from verse 10, he said, he who descended... Let me read it from King James because I like one expression there in the King James. He said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill all things. Now, what did he do? Verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some, that is, as prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. What is their duty? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. That is, they perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come, Ephesians chapter 4, I'm in verse 13 now. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What I brought out from here is that word ministry, verse 12. It says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry. Listen, the saints are being perfected to do the work of ministry. Do you get my point? Personally, right now, I function in that office, pastor and teacher, because from my understanding, it's a single office. If you look at it, people say there are 5 ministry offices. I've studied it extensively. There are 4. There are apostles, there are prophets, there are evangelists, and then the last one is called pastors and teachers, all right? That's how they go. I will give you pastors after my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's the job of pastors. This is just by the way. We'll do that when we are doing ministry matter later. It's not the job of pastors to visit people. Do you get my point? Their job is to what? Teach people, all right? It's good if you can visit, but it's not part of the description. Do you understand my point? He's supposed to labor in word and in doctrine. He's supposed to focus on the ministry of the word and prayer. And then allow the deacons to do all the running around. Alright, that's just by the way. That's by the way, all right? Just making an issue. But these people, what are they supposed to do? They feed the saints, teach the people of God, prepare them, anoint them. Apostles and prophets, if you see that kind of thing, if you read through the scriptures and you have a lot of understanding and experience, they tend to have the kind of anointing. It's different from somebody just teaching. A man just says something, throws something at you, you know, like, just say, receive it in Jesus' name, and that's it. That's an empowerment to succeed. Do you get my point? Before, maybe you were afraid. You suddenly said that you're not afraid again. Because God sent a ministry your way. Are you getting the point I'm making? But what has he done? He has energized you to go out and do your own work of ministry. So what I'm trying to bring out, this is my first point in this, my teaching, spiritual economic empowerment and development strategies, is for you to get the point here. Number one, it's not about money. It's about what? Ministry. Listen. You are supposed to... Now, listen to this. You are supposed to succeed in building your business as I am supposed to succeed in building my ministry. It is satanic to say, I think I have enough. What more am I looking for? You are an unfaithful servant. That's a very good word. You are an irresponsible Christian. When we don't have understanding, we say, what is the man looking for? After all, you have enough money to buy a car or two or three. You build a house. You can send your children to school. That is because you are following the satanic principle of the world that says it is about money. Are you getting my point? Let me tell you the truth. The only reason why the Qataris could get up and decide to challenge CNN was because they had the means. And build Al Jazeera is because they had the means. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Listen, I told you, it's not just by being angry. You can vex from now till tomorrow. I don't know what's wrong with these CNN people. You can be shouting. Listen, my friend, except you have the money to build your own network, CNN will dominate. They will. Let me give as an example. All of you know MTN. I'm not saying anything bad about them that you don't know already. MTN, they are very aggressive in business, in investment and all of that. And they are bold. You know, they are good in that area. But they lack a particular key that will have entrenched them in dominance forever. They lack it. They don't love their customers. Everything they do... Now, I'm going to leave this thing. They let their MDs read hear it one day, maybe to help them. All right? Everything they do is purely for profit. When they started the MTN zone, remember I said they can't sustain this thing. 90% discount. They can't. No, after 2 weeks, it dropped to maximum 50. Now, there's something I'm coming to. Okay. Do you know that were it not for Econet of those days, Nigeria would have been paying 100 naira a minute to make calls? Can you remember? When MTN first started, you paid to have a voice box, that's voicemail. You needed to pay. To listen to your messages, you paid. Econet just rolled out and put those things bundled as part of the basic services. MTN had to return money to their subscribers that they had paid for those things because of Econet. Per second billing is not possible in Nigeria. The day Glo did it, next day, God began to work miracles, special miracles by the hands of MTN. Because he said it wasn't possible. When the impossible becomes possible, is that not a miracle? One day I told one of my friends, and that day the boy wanted to cry. He was angry. I said, do you know that while when they were billing you, if you make a call, 1 minute, 1 second, you get billed for 2 minutes. Alright? You make a call, they drop your call. At 4 seconds, you're saying they were doing frequently. 4 seconds to the next minute, you get billed for 2 minutes. Once you cross to the next minute, you get billed for the whole minute. Do you know at that time? No, what I'm telling you is a fact. At that time, if that call was terminating on Econet, Econet was billing them for 1 minute, 1 second. When they were lying, that it wasn't possible. Amongst themselves, they were doing it. And they turned around and told me it wasn't possible to bill me per second. Now, Let me leave that one. What I'm trying to come out with is this. Do you know who put MTN in check the first time? It was Econet.